I got a little behind work yesterday. I guess I spent too much time down at the Drover's Cafe. My plans were to just stop by for a quick cup of coffee, but Jefferson Davis Atwood was sitting there eating pie and spouting off stories about the old days, and naturally I had to stay and hear him out. J.D. Atwood is our sagebrush philosopher, you know, the loquacious Westerner with bits of wisdom for every subject on earth. About marriage, he once said, there are only two ways to argue with your wife, and neither of them will work. J.D. told us that a man who wants to loan you his slicker when it ain't raining ain't doing you much. And he's not one for revealing personal problems. In fact, he said, the best thing to do is keep your own troubles to yourself. Half the folks you tell them to don't give a twit, and the other half will be glad to hear you got them. But one of my favorites was when he said to the effect, coming as close to the truth as a man can come without actually getting there is coming pretty close, but it still ain't the truth. I got to thinking about that as I watched the evening news last night. I don't think there's one person left on television that's committed to telling the truth. The commercials are misleading. The news is manipulated. The politicians are deceptive. The shows themselves are more interested in being politically correct than telling the truth. Now, it seems to me that happens to be one place where an individual Christian can make a real impact on the world around him. We could be the one place in the office, in the shop, in the neighborhood, in family life, where other people could be assured of hearing the truth. According to the Bible, truth-telling is a sure sign of Christian maturity. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into Him who is the head, that is Christ. Honesty and truth. They're getting to be a rare commodity in this world that is propelled by greed and selfishness. But you know, they're not optional character qualities for all of us who believe. Maybe that's what the old sagebrush philosopher J.D. Atwood meant when he growled one day, honesty ain't something you should flirt with. You should be married to it.